Well, as you may be aware, we are following rather closely here on the English program the whereabouts and movement of Pamela Anderson. Well, basically, we just need to know when she arrives in Liverpool. She is arriving for her performance, and she hasn't arrived yet. She has posted a few comments about this. She doesn't want to be away from her family for too long, so she's not leaving for Liverpool until the last possible moment, so no sightings of her yet. She did apparently do an interview for the Liverpool Echo I was reading a few days ago, but nothing so far. But we're going to keep you posted on the latest developments. If anything occurs, there are various ways you can follow Pamela Anderson yourself. You can go to her official website, PamelaAnderson.com, and have a look there. And this is a really good website. It's got all kinds here. You can subscribe with the RSS feed. There's a Facebook page. There's a Twitter. And if you go to the Facebook, I'm just going to go very quickly now. Okay, so there's a nice picture there. All animals have the same parts. Have a heart. Go vegetarian. Because she does a lot of work for animal charities and things, trying to help the animals. There's a list of charities here. There's PETA, PETA.org, Heal the Bay, Rain, Forest, SOS, and the OP Society, Waves for Water, Surf Aid International, and the California Wildlife Center. And one thing I did come across, if I can get back onto the website, it's on, if you go to the Twitter, to her official Twitter, Pamela Anderson, and, well, it's Pamela D. Anderson, if you sort of type it as the username. It's Pamela D. Anderson. And if you have a look, once you're on that page, at her most recent posts, there's a John Lennon song there. Now, this thing here, No Tanks. If you're wondering what that is, I've watched the little video. It takes you, click on the link, it takes you to her YouTube page, and it's about the problem of oily beaches and all the big tankers which have all the oil. What will happen if it crashes, basically, and all the oil destroys the local community. And she expresses her opposition to oil tankers shipping crude oil, and how it would completely ruin her local environment, the place where she grew up, if one of these big things were to crash and spill oil and all the devastation it would cause. So she is very much sort of into supporting the campaigns. And this is a really good, it's a little video. It lasts, well, here it says 1 minute and 17 seconds, so it's a very, very short video, but it's very well put together, high quality. NoTanks.org is the organization that she's done it for, and it was made this year. It's brand new, and I think it's really good. So it features Pamela Anderson. She's on there. She's talking about it. There's nice music. It's put together very well. Lots of footage and everything. It's a nice little video. And as I say, it was made only this year. So have a look at that if you can. That's a link it's on the YouTube page, and it's linked from the official Pamela Anderson Twitter. I get all mixed up with all these links and things. I'm like a walking directory of internet links and addresses and things. But it's very nice. I enjoyed looking at the video. It's obvious it's a very, very serious potential risk to the future of the environment. So have a look at that. If you want to follow Pamela herself, or yourself, I should say, the official one, it's been verified. It's Pamela D. Anderson, altogether. That's the Twitter page. We have one as well, twitter.com/English Radio. You can get all of our podcasts, or 99% of them. Sometimes they're too long for Audioboo. We have to sort of break them up into little bits. Sometimes it's not worth it. But most of our podcasts are done as Audioboos, and you can get them by going to our page, audioboo.fm/English Radio.